A bank robber in New Jersey held up 18 banks. Special Agent Steve Grassi at the FBI's Newark office and area police investigated.
He got away with just over $81,000.
Grassi says the thief was called the Hat Bandit or the Mad Hatter.
In every one of his bank robberies, he wore some sort of a head covering in the form of a hat. I'd say about 15 or so of the bank robberies was a baseball hat, and then he had a kind of like a hunter's hat and a regular kind of a knit hat on a couple of the bank robberies. It primarily was a baseball hat.
Grassi says he used notes.
Walk into the bank, and he would hand the victim bank teller a note explaining it was a robbery and that he wanted the money, no dye packs, and sometimes he would say that he had a gun in the note.
The thief pled guilty and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The FBI chased this fellow along with the Union, Essex, Morris, and Middlesex County Police Departments, along with officers from Union, Newark, and several other New Jersey cities. I'm Neil Schiff of the Bureau, and that's the FBI's closed case of the week.